This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
There's this new study by Stellenbosch University and Artifact South Africa, you know, calling for targeted prevention and support strategies to address cyberbullying among teenagers. So researchers Daniel LaRue and Cameron Treadle found that 63.9% of pupils surveyed had been involved in cyberbullying. Can you believe it?
Amen. So I'm talking to Lerato Ntuambi this morning, social media legal expert who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Lerato. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We are good, and thanks for joining us as always. Now, Lerato, when does something that teenagers dismiss as, you know, just a joke actually become cyberbullying or even a legal offense?
Sure. I think, it's quite layered because cyberbullying can take place in like different forms, but I think what's important is realizing that repeated harm could constitute as cyberbullying. So willful repeated harm that is inflicted, through sending messages or intimidating or threatening of nature, then cyberbullying automatically kicks in. And whether it's illegal or not illegal depends on the circumstances. But if it leaves somebody, harmed, whether it's physical, whether it's psychological, whether it's emotional, and it can be proved, then that's where you can follow the legal route, whether it's, getting a protection order against another child or either getting or suing. For whatever harm and criminal charges, for example, if something becomes very physical or becomes illegal, like child sexual abuse material.
All right, Lerato, let's look at these boys and girls now. Do they use social media differently? What have you noticed in terms of difference, if there's any?
Oh, absolutely, they do. Girls primarily like, Instagram, TikTok, those are the apps that they more likely, and Snapchat, those are the apps that they most likely to use because of all the hauls and all the beauty stuff and all the advice. Boys use those apps like Instagram to get to the girls. So I've seen in many schools that I've worked with where boys actually share each other's passwords because maybe the tabaco shela mpo. So I'm like, hey, James, my boy. Well, now you're smooth on the tongue, so just help me get this girl. So boys are most likely to share their passwords on the Instagram apps to get to the girls. And then most of the apps that they're mostly interested in is X, Discord. So Discord is like a WhatsApp for gamers, YouTube. Those are the apps that they like, and TikTok, because they get a lot of this red pill content. So I don't know if you know what red pill content is, but, if you think of somebody like Andrew Tate, who tells you how to be a man, somebody who's going to advise you on how to trade on Forex, they're quite obsessed with those, and gaming as well, getting, the tricks and the tips on how to move on to the next level. So that's why YouTube and the sort of long content form, social media platform, they're more drawn to that because boys are trying to make money these days. This is actually quite scary, which is very scary. Currently in the Western Cape, a boy is actually being arrested for actually getting girls to send him content, and he's been selling this content to international syndicates. So it's something that, we see quite a lot, even in high schools. And AI also is now becoming quite a big role, especially in being used to create child sexual abuse material, to harm others, to cyberbully, to sextort, other children as well. Yes.
All right. Let's just say I realize that my child is being cyberbullied, right? What do I have a recourse to? Do I report it? Do I contact the school, speak to their parents, or go to the police? What do I do now?
I think it's important, firstly, to make sure that you document all the incidences, of the bullying. So make sure that you've got your screenshots. I don't only believe in screenshots, but I believe in saving the entire thread of the conversation. So export the chat. Make sure you have all of that. Download all the pictures or whatever, has been used to sort of torment. What you can do is that also then report the abuse on the social media platform. It's also important that you teach your children to know how to block and to mute the abuse, because I think what makes it carry on is that they don't know how to sort of report it. In serious circumstances, definitely report it to the school, especially if it does happen, you know, in the school premises. Sometimes it happens, you know, outside of the school, but it involves children in the schools. Some schools like to handle the bullying themselves, and they will have, you know, social workers who will get involved. They will have, you know, disciplinary action that takes place to ensure that, you know, kids are actually safe. If the school doesn't do anything, then you can escalate it and get a protection order so that, you know, your child is sort of protected, is removed from the class or removed from particular activities. If, for example, the bully is doing rugby and your child also likes rugby, so that child who's a bully can be prohibited from taking part in other activities if you have a protection order. But usually schools, I know the Department of Basic Education has been doing a lot of work in trying to empower schools to be able to deal with bullying incidences. But it's not perfect in every school, so you do need to also know your rights and be able to protect your child as much as you can, and a protection order is the best way to go.
I like what you said about how schools can be involved, but let's look at parents also. Can we as parents be held responsible in any way for what my child, who's a minor, does online?
Well, I mean, the consequences is that as a parent, unfortunately, you'll have to fit the bill. Whether it's, and you would have to probably lose time from work, whether it's you having to attend the course. So a child that is 14 years old already has legal capacity. So that means that they can be sued, they can be criminally charged at 14. If a child is between 12 and 13, they have reasonable, presumed. So you would have to prove that the child knows between what is right and wrong. So if they do, they know the difference between what is right and wrong, then they can be, you know, they have presumed legal capacity, which means they can be sued and be sued and unfortunately be treated, you know, in terms of the Child Justice Act. So they can be arrested. But as a parent, unfortunately, you would have to then cover the legal fees. You know, there's no vicarious liability, but as a parent, you would obviously have to cough up the bill if your child now needs a lawyer. Or, you know, you have to pay money because you've been sued, your child has been sued, and they have to pay a fine of 10,000 Rand or 200,000. Unfortunately, as a parent, you would have to pay because what 14-year-old, you know, has that kind of money and they pay after the year.
Yeah.
You have no idea about.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think as parents in general, we hope also for the kids, our minds expanded over what we get to see happening over cyberbullying and activities online. So thank you for shedding light on that. That's a social media legal expert, Lerato Ntwambi. We're going to be going through your messages. We're talking to the little ones under 16. We're also asking parents as well. Just make sure you get your kids on their phones to tell us how old they are, what social media apps they have and what they use them for, because we're just curious. You want to know. We promise you are not going to get in trouble. As you have heard, that's the conversation we're having this morning. We'll go through your messages after this.
You know, we love hearing from these kids. You know, you tell us how old you are, you know, social media apps you have and what you use them for. All right, let's talk. Good morning.
Good morning, team. My name is Wanungo and I am 12 years old. I have TikTok. I use TikTok for posting videos and chatting with friends. I have WhatsApp for talking to my dad, Unique D. Baloyi. I have Discord for talking to friends. And I have YouTube for watching YouTube videos.
You know, I didn't know about Discord. I recently, there are these some apps that these kids use that.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, there's certain things that we get to know.
Hello,
yeah.
Kids.
All right. Good morning.
My name is BK, and I turned 14 just yesterday, and I use 3 social media. I use TikTok, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Instagram and TikTok mostly. I use it for entertainment and join. On TikTok, I join live with my friends, and WhatsApp, I use it to communicate with others, also with Instagram. Thank you.
Hey, Capricorn team. My name is Tisha Joe. I am 12 years old and I use YouTube, TikTok and Instagram. I use them because I like to scroll just for my free time. Hi, Capricorn FM. My name is Pizzy. I'm 10 years old. And the apps that I really like, that the social media apps that I use is TikTok and Instagram. I like use TikTok for streaks and then Instagram just to show me tutorials of stuff.
Hi Capricorn team, my name is Ndumiso, I'm 11 years old and I use TikTok, YouTube and yeah, that's all for scrolling.
Hi Capricorn FM, my name is Litabo and I'm 12 years old. The social media apps that I use is YouTube, TikTok and CapCut. The reason why I use these apps is for content creation and inspiration.
Hi, good morning team. My name is Princess and I'm here to answer the three questions. I am 8, I'm turning 9 this year. I have TikTok, WhatsApp, and the reason I have TikTok is because my YouTube kids is deleted and I need my mom to download it. And the reason I have WhatsApp is to chat with my friends.
Hello, my name is TK. I am 9 years old and I have TikTok.
Hello, my name is TM. I'm 11 years old and I have WhatsApp and TikTok.
Hello, my name is Susiwe. I am 7 years old. I have WhatsApp. I use it to call my parents when I have an emergency. And when I also call my friends.
Okay, start. What's your name?
My name is Kulani and I'm 9 years old. Hi.
Continue. Do you have social media?
Yes, I do. And it's YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok.
What do you use Instagram for?
Just to see a few stuff. TikTok, I see life hacks on it and YouTube, I watch it for fun.
For fun?
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Kitumet Nkwe. I'm 13 years old. I use social media and I use TikTok and YouTube and Snapchat.
What do you use TikTok for?
To follow people and to watch.
What are you watching?
My friends.
What are they doing, your friends?
Continue on.
No, what are your friends doing on TikTok?
They're just dancing.
They're just dancing?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Portimelo Nkwe. I'm 13 years old. And I only really use YouTube and I use it just for watching videos.
What kind of videos do you watch?
Just regular videos.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Kamita.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 11.
Do you have YouTube? Do you have social media on your phone?
Yes.
What are you using it for?
I use it for watching stuff.
What stuff? We need those details. What stuff?
Content like influencers and
what are they influencing you? Who's the influencer you're following?
Like people eating food content.
Like people eating food content.
Yeah.
Malumi Jones, Malumi Pa, and the rest, Uncle Malumi Kamo. Taking the little ones to school.
Thank you, Uncle Malumi. Lebana Bati Magbang.
Good morning, Capricorn team. My name is Noah. I am 11 years old. And the social media apps I have is TikTok, YouTube, and WhatsApp. I use WhatsApp to communicate with my friends and family. And I watch TikTok when I get bored. Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.